Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. And I am going to get us started by lighting some Palo Santo that I am almost out of to cleanse our shared space. And I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. And really think about that word, deepen. Yes, we all understand the concept of breathing deeply, but mentally, what does breathing deeply feel like? Emotionally, how can you breathe deeply? Energetically, can you breathe deeply? And allow the breath to nourish your body and your mind. In your soul. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. Keep going, keep inhaling, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everybody across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can start to allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I am going to start shuffling our cards for today, and I would like you to tune back in to this theme of space and justice. Justice is actually a tarot card. What is justice for you? That's crazy. Split the deck right on her. What feels just? If any questions are coming up, feel free to call those to mind, or just let whatever is there be. As always, this is a reading for the collective, for everyone who is called to click on this video to hear. Ooh. Okay. We have the Ten of Wands, which I don't mean to sound so disheartened by that, but I mean, if you're looking at the picture, you can see it is a figure who is carrying a bundle of 10 wands that have little sprouts on them, but very laboriously carrying these and hunched over and really struggling in carrying these wands. And it looks like towards a village in the background. The reason why you may have picked up on some less than positive tones in my voice is because this is a card about carrying too much. Truly, oftentimes in the Rider-Waite Tarot, the image on the card is evoking the feeling that of the meaning that the card represents. But this one more than a lot of them. I mean, you can feel the weight on this figure's shoulders and how he's still trying to hold all of these wands upright. And when we think about justice work, you can't carry 10 wands alone. Whatever work you're doing, where it feels like there is just too much to manage, inevitably, something is going to fall. The dam is going to break. I looking at this picture, I'm getting the mental image of like trying to hold all of these like wands in one hand and just not being able to grab a hold of them and getting splinters and them falling, and inevitably someone is going to get hurt. And it is much better to carry two or three wands really well than 10 that are causing you to break your back. This is an invitation to scale back. As difficult as I think that can be for a lot of people to hear, I think a lot of people in this community are doers, are movers and shakers, which is wonderful and something you should be very proud to be. It's also sometimes impractical and not feasible to do all of the things that you want to do. Not forever, not in a lifetime, but at once. How can you narrow your scope of focus and prioritize the things that are most important right now and set the other ones down, either passing them to someone to take up the torch that you can come back to and support, or that you can come back to and pick up? This also is making me think of our self card that we got on Monday, working hard at work worth doing, the Eight of Pentacles in reverse, really considering what is important to us. What are the things that are deserving of our time and energy? And it may be a lot. A lot is deserving of our time and energy. Your time is your most valuable non-renewable resource, and we must be precious with it. It's time to scale back for not just your sake, but for the sake of all of these projects, all of them. And yes, this can apply to our social justice work, economic justice, environmental justice work, but also to how we're engaging in space. Are we just doing too much? And give yourself space. Space to pick up the right wands, metaphorically. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by the theme of space that manifests as justice and the Ten of Wands, our mantra is going to be, I am judicious with my time. Your time is precious, as are all of these projects, but you are allowed to prioritize your time too. Okay, we're going to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, repeat our mantra of, I am judicious with my time. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating, I am judicious with my time. For our practice today, I don't want you to call out of anything yet. I think that, of course, it's important to follow through on our commitments, but maybe sit down and write a list of everything that you're committed to, of everything that takes up your time, both volunteer, work, family, friends, commitments, everything that takes up your time that you have a commitment to. Write it down and really take inventory of the things that you are investing in with your life. And just allow that list to be, and maybe in the future, when you're ready, you can come back to that list and start to prioritize which ones are the most important to you. And start to get a little bit more real with ourselves as we scale back. Not because all of these aren't important, but because you and your ability to do these things are. And because these things are important too, so that you can do all of them at your best. Thank you all so very much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today. And I am so looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. If you're listening on podcasts, please leave us a 5-star review and a rating, or 5-star rating and a review. If you are on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel and give this video a like to boost the algorithm and so that you don't miss any other daily rituals. And wherever else you may be watching, please follow and engage to support the Cohere Collective and our daily ritual. If you are curious about the Cohere Collective, our story, and our other content and offerings, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com. And a big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily rituals theme music. As always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.